Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, February the 21st, 52nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, the always mirthful Arcata City Manager, Randy Mendoza.
Greetings, Mr. Papstein.
So you're not at the end of your contract, and you're not holding out for a 4-1. You realize how rare that makes you in Humboldt County?
You know, it's amazing how quickly the colleagues turn over in these positions in public service.
Actually, you know, I've kind of been surprised that there hasn't been more turnover. Historically speaking, this has been a pretty staid period of time in staff leadership in the area.
Yes, it has. But historically, those of us that work for ever-changing groups of, you know, boards and so forth, you know, there are changes that do take place fairly regularly on a historical, from a historical factor.
You know, you say anything more and you're just going to climb right into it up to your eyeballs.
Well, my
it's probably time to take a break, huh?
Good time to take a break.
KINS, News and Information Times 4:12. When we come back, we'll talk about whatever Randy wants to talk about from Arcata.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Sir Winston Churchill.
One of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you read any of his biographies?
I think I've read one, yes. And if you asked me the name, I can't remember.
No, I wouldn't go into that specificity.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he's got some good quotes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to get a quote book of Winston Churchill.
He was a wise one.
Yeah,
good with the word.
Well, and pithy.
Yes.
Yes. Our quote this afternoon from Sir Winston: the price of greatness is responsibility.
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't that a good one. Right across the bow there?
That should be on each of our desks.
Well, you know, if you wrote it down and you bought everybody a placard, it would be.
That's true, but that would require budget allocations that we don't have, so just kidding. We could do it on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Well, that's still budget, but it probably wouldn't be quite as significant a budget.
I beat you to the punch there.
Yeah, okay.
I could see you gearing up ready to come pounce on that one.
Oh, fine then. Okay. But this is the budget time.
Yes.
If we presume no more change for the current budget year, what are some of the trends that are going on in the fair city of Arcata right now for retail, for budget grants, things of that nature, for what the services are? What kind of sense do you have, Randy? What's the budget that you're going to recommend that'll be adopted look like?
Well, we're actually working on it now, and that's why I thought I was going to be late to the program today, because I spent a little bit too much time poring over the budget workbooks this afternoon. So the departments have just submitted their budget requests, and the finance director and I are going over those requests.
So you're saying it was a very timely question as well, insightful?
Very timely and very insightful, yes. It looks like right now, I think that retail sales are maybe just a little bit up in Arcata. So I think the retail environment, in most cases, at least judging from sales tax, seems to be in the positive. But Sacramento remains the big question mark and potential big negative.
As you look at retail versus lodging versus service versus some of the other areas, is that just one little snippet of the income streams, or is that a bigger snippet that you can kind of predicate other things off of?
It's considered a little snippet because it doesn't go up that much each year. Our supplemental costs go up higher than our retail increases, you know, revenues. So that's the challenge. And that's if we could just keep our costs more static and we'd be in great shape.
What, other than shifting allocations of responsibility, what are the primary areas of increased costs for the city?
Well, the big is employee costs. You know, the medical insurance and the retirement. You know, the pensions are the big costs by far from any of the costs.
See, he doesn't even realize he just set himself up.
Oh, I knew it was coming. But I want to add, though, that our employees this last year have stepped up to the plate, and they have agreed to a two-tier retirement system.
So the new guys coming on board?
Yes. We'll be at a different rate, and also...
It's quite benevolent of the existing employees to let the new guys...
Well, no, it's...
I would do it, too.
Yeah. But it's the right thing to do, and also our employees have also taken a greater percentage of the increased medical costs as they go. So our employees...
So there's a copay involved?
Right. So this year, Arcata City employees really stepped up to the plate to take on and help the city with some of those major expenses that were really spiraling out of control almost.
What's the copay level?
The employees are paying and splitting the increased costs with the city, basically.
Is that like a 20%?
No, for every cost 50%? That is coming, you know, as the costs increase, the city splits it with the employees. You know, so it's the increased costs that has been really creating a hardship, because sometimes the medical insurances will go up 10%. Sometimes some years they could go up 20%. So
those are calm years, man.
Yes, and I know in the private sector they're going up higher. So that was a big concession for our employees, and much appreciated.
Is there any jurisdiction? This is a weird idea number one for this show.
Yeah.
Any jurisdiction that is self-employed? You guys are self-employed, aren't you? Or you tie in with some of the self-employed cities, or?
Are you mean self-insured?
Yeah, that's what I mean. What did I say? Okay. Self-employed.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay, yeah. Self-insured?
Yes, yes.
To allow cities of license in Arcata to participate also, to build the fund out and to spread the risk.
That's exactly what we're doing.
So Brian's retail store could buy into Arcata, City of Arcata's
self-insurance? No, they're public entities. They're, because the laws for public entities are different than the private sector. You know, when you're a public sector, you have to be transparent and public participation. So
Brown Act stuff.
Brown Act stuff, exactly. So, but Arcata, as well as Eureka and Fortuna, are in the same insurance joint power authority. Other cities such as Sebastopol, Ukiah, Fort Bragg, Cotati, Rohnert Park are all a part of our little piece of pie called the Redwood Empire Municipal Insurance Fund, which is a member of a larger piece of pie, which is a Superfund agency. So we do have that great advantage to keep our insurance costs down.
So you're the blueberry in the slice of pie?
Yes, exactly.
There we go.
I'll have to use that. That's a good analogy.
You know, anytime we can get blueberries into the show, it's a good show.
Yes.
KINS, News and Information Time, 4:23. We're back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Well, it's not.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:27. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza. Randy, as you look at those upward-pushing costs, I won't call spiraling out of control because we got other things that are doing that right now. As you look at the next 5 years, I haven't seen anything that says California's got its act together. I haven't seen anything that says the economy's going to be back robust. I'm not seeing any of those outside influences. So as you see in projecting, not only next year, but you got to be paying attention to these trends also as you're looking at the next little bit. Do you see any relief?
I like to be optimistic. I think we might. I think that sometimes I've often said the machine has to break before you can fix it. And again, I just keep pointing to the Sacramento, and if things could be any more dysfunctional, I don't know how it could be more. And I think there's a great, the citizens have made it very clear to their elected officials, we've got to straighten this out.
Yeah, the school bus issue kind of pointed that one out. Basically.
Yeah. So, and I think we have a governor that's trying to come up with some revenues to pay the bills. I can't agree with all of them, but I think that I haven't seen any other real great plans to counteract his plan. So,
is it curious to you that the governor is out there doing this, but the other electeds seem entrenched?
Yeah, I find it unique. Although it's a unique situation where the governor was the governor before, and now I think he's at a point in his life where I think he's just trying to do the best thing, and I don't think he cares about the political factor as much as maybe some other folks that are in the middle of their career. I don't know, but it just seems like...
Oh, boy, that was pretty transparent, wasn't it?
it just seems like... and I'm not pointing to any particular people, but I think that he's just trying to make the best decisions that he sees.
But he needs to have the state assembly and the state senate back him.
That's right.
And the political machine of the party in power, the Dems, has to back him.
That's right.
And the minority party, which can still block, also has to be.
That's right.
Behind him. So we got one out of five doing something, four out of five not.
That's right. And I have to say, it's really wearing being working for a municipality that is so affected by Sacramento that we are constantly bombarded with new potential cuts here, and then we have to scramble there, and new potential cuts there, and I'll tell you, it drains a lot of creativity and resources from our staffs. I know at least for our city, I'm pretty sure for other cities too. You know, if it's not redevelopment, it's school buses, and you know, or it's the booking fees or whatever it is, it's really draining a lot of public agency resources just trying to keep up and to be able to respond to these proposed changes that continue to change.
Is it more taxing? Well, bad term. Let me back up. Is it more draining mentally to have the target moving all the time or the magnitude of the issue?
Oh, I think more draining the target moving because, you know, really what happens is when these cuts are proposed, then we all send letters to Sacramento and you know, we do the same. I mean, we explain to them the consequences of what these potential cuts will take. You know, take the school bus thing, for instance, now. That's the current issue, and we're seeing that in the media, and Sacramento's getting noticed on that. So, and that's how our system is set up, but we just keep running around. I feel like we're on this board game, you know, that we just keep running around and picking up cards and chasing after different avenues here.
Yeah, but you'd like to think at least you had a chance to win. KINS, News and Information Times, 4:31. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza. Randy, you got the budget side of the budget, and then you've got the spending side of the budget. Are there any plans for any of the ongoing projects that you've started over the last little bit to be able to be continued or completed in the next budget cycle? Is it too early for that to be determined at this point?
I think that's too early for the big projects that have been grant funded. But certainly we still have the Measure G revenues for, you know, fixing Arcata streets, which that will go forward. That was that extra percentage that comes off of, we call it the transactional use tax. For when you buy something,
that would
sales
be
tax.
The premium sales tax?
I don't know if you call it premium, but it's the extra sales tax
that
in Arcata goes for repairing streets and also for police. And that's going forward.
It may be designated, but it's still a premium.
Well, it is, but the taxpayers the voters are very specific. They definitely wanted that. And I think that we can be proud of the advances that I think we can definitely show that the voters got what they asked for in terms of both of those issues.
I don't think there's a question of that. I think the question is, isn't there enough being fed into the system that Arcata should have the ability to have enough cops and fire and roads and basic infrastructure? How much is being siphoned off at that aforementioned Sacramento to go off into who knows what for who, where, and why?
That's correct. We're having to pass the hat more locally to just pay for these basic services.
Because the state is doing the switcheroo. What happens when you talk to the electeds about that, the shifting of responsibility of state mandated to the locals? Do they even recognize what they're doing and the impact?
I think they do. I think they're looking at it that they have a responsibility to balance the state budget, and that's their job, and that's what they're having to do, and they have to form party consensus, and I think that's where we're trying to balance our local budgets, and they're trying to balance the state budget. So I think that we're all looking at it through our own interests.
Yeah, but you can't pass it through to somebody.
That's correct.
So I would think if they're holding X amount of dollars, they would spend X amount of dollars. Instead of X plus 10, and then let's just pass the 10 down the system and let the locals pay for state things that the state should be paying for.
I think there's a logical and
a moral break in that equation.
I think the legislature's hamstrung as well from all the mandated constitutional requirements, of all these voter initiatives that have taken place over the years that have made these funding requirements. So I think that the legislators, they're looking at things that they don't even have any discretion over. So you move aside all the items that they don't have discretion for. I would suggest that they don't have a whole lot of wiggle room either.
What's the size of the state budget?
Oh, I don't know. That's I should ask you. You're probably better at that. I don't know.
I was wondering, as a follow-up then, what percent is general fund that they have 100% discretion on, and what is that figure versus what they've been putting at the doorstep of the counties and the cities that are general fund that they should have the responsibility for? Is there a net difference there that the state still has more than what they're passing on? They just don't want to have to make any cuts. Because I keep hearing the state is continuing to expand the number of state employees, the number of regulators. They're continuing to expand where the locals, you guys, are either freezing or reducing payroll, freezing or reducing numbers of employees, having all the state stuff dumped on top of you in addition to your current stuff that you have to now deal with less people to accomplish that. I mean, I don't understand that disconnect at all.
Well, let's just hope that the Facebook IPO will bring in the new revenues. Well, Facebook is going, they put out an internet an offering. They've gone public, and they're hoping that Facebook will help with the state budget this year and capital gains taxes.
So that You're might serious, be, aren't you?
I'm absolutely serious. That was an article I read a while back, that it might be so large that it actually might affect the state revenues.
That's not what he's predicating a balanced budget on.
Well, we're all hoping. I don't think so. No, I didn't hear this through. I just heard it on the news.
Oh, okay. Well, I know what your habits are, so okay. I guess.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Let's be hopeful.
Well, yeah, I still see if we're going to have state sales tax, then we ought to be with the internet. And I know that gets Aaron excited. So, but it doesn't seem like we have even playing fields in a lot of the stuff, whether it's the state dropping it down to the county, or to special districts, or to the cities, or.
I think that's in. I think that
everything seems out of whack right now.
I think that's income tax. I think it's I think those are capital gains taxes that they're looking at. Whatever funds that are income taxes
sales
pay
tax,
for.
Yeah, if property values were going up, they'd get all excited about all this new money that they were seeing because of the income tax or assessments. Yeah. Or it doesn't seem like they can separate from the spending demand or desire with the reality of the finances. And you guys end up with it. Have they ever asked you or California League of Cities or the State City Managers Association to make some recommendations up the ladder?
No, we usually make those recommendations before they have an opportunity to ask. And the League of Cities is a very excellent organization. It tracks each of those issues, and we have a great communication link. And I think our legislators are used to us going to them because we can do it much quicker.
But they've never asked?
I can't think of a time, because really, literally, we do mobilize within an hour sometime on an issue in California. The League of California Cities can mobilize every city to contact their legislators within a couple hours.
So what would happen if you folks all showed up as leaders of the local community and wanted to push something through, face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Do you think they would see you?
I think that's been done. We've had some of our leaders have done press conferences out on the front of the Capitol. I don't know that everybody would fit in.
I'm talking about invasion.
Well,
I don't know. How many cities are there in California?
Was there 52 counties? I don't know, maybe 400, something like that. 400 some odd cities,
I think. It'd be pretty impressive if 400 city managers all showed up.
It would, but it would cost, I don't know that they all have budget to be able to go to Sacramento. Drum roll.
I see. I didn't even see that one coming. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:42. All righty, Mendoza. Gloves off. We're on when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. So, Randy, what would be a reason somebody would want to come into City Hall?
Well, thank you, Brian. If you came into City Hall in Arcata, you would see a portrait that was painted in 1852, and it's on loan from the Clark Museum, and it was donated from a private party or loaned out to the Clark Museum by a private party. And what it shows the Wyatt elder who greeted L.K. Wood and the Gregg party when they entered Humboldt Bay in 1850. So it was commissioned in 1852. It's been restored, and it's on display thanks to the Clark Museum at Arcata City Hall in the foyer upstairs.
Josiah Gregg actually did get into the bay.
Yes, and
he's the one that named the Mad River, or Mad River was named after.
Yes, and when L.K. Wood is the boulevard in front of Humboldt State University.
What did he do?
Well, he discovered
Did he stick
Humboldt,
around?
Humboldt Bay. He must have, because there's a street named after him.
okay, Winship also was named after a boat. It didn't do anything except for a rife.
Well, I don't know, but it's pretty exciting to have this this.
It's kind of cool. Really, 170 years.
It's a priceless piece of artwork, and it's we have
it
a
protected?
Nice. It is protected, and it's on display in our upstairs foyer. And
do you guys do that kind of stuff on a regular basis? Have, I guess artwork would be the simplest way, but some.
We do. The Ink people have
antique-y,
yes.
I mean, that kind of stuff that really is an opportunity for the community to see things
yes.
they wouldn't normally see.
Yes, the Ink people have a revolving display and upstairs in City Hall, so you'll see different artwork there. I think the rotation is every month or two. This particular piece of art will be in Arcata at City Hall during the months of February and March, and then it will be moved to another location, which I have not heard where that will be next.
Back to the home?
No, I think it'll be in other public places. Perhaps Eureka City Hall might
oh, really?
Be able to have an opportunity to have it.
What do you guys do to protect that? I mean, I would have been facetious until the fill-in-the-blanks attacked Oakland City Hall. I can see that happening with some, you know, with some of the folks that are in the neighborhood making a run and facing it. What I mean,
well,
seriously,
it's
what
in
do
a,
you guys have to protect this?
It's in a security case. So it's behind a security case that is very secured. So without going into details, I can say that it is well secured.
The alligator trap and the bungee pit?
Yes, yes.
Fully functional.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's. There are many things, you know, like the Carson portraits. I mean, those really are things that are priceless.
They're priceless. They really are.
And, you know, you want people to see them, but you also want to have them around for the next guy coming through the door to be able to see also.
Right. These are things that should be here for generations to come.
Yeah. I guess a treasure.
Absolutely.
Community treasure.
Yeah. So we're very excited that we're the first to have this piece, and we just like to invite people
first,
to come.
I see. So
yes.
Everybody else will be following.
From what I understand, yes. Well, Arcata starts with an A, so maybe that's why. I don't know.
Okay.
We really appreciate the Clark Museum for giving us this opportunity.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Brian.
And hopefully we'll get some foot traffic for you.
Thanks.
Cheers. Tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.